They don't call it multigram.
Okay, so we got this machlokas. We have a part of the Gemara. The pasuk says, you have two pesukim. One pasuk says atzeres lashana lekacha, talking about yantif. Yantif's identity is a day which is Lashem. And then on the other hand, it says atzeres tia lacham, so it's a day which is lacham for you. Okay, Lashem would mean like you're involved in learning, tefillah, whatever. Lachem means you're involved in simcha, in a physical pleasure, eating, meat, wine, whatever. Right? So you have an apparent contradiction. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua resolve this in two different manners. Rabbi Eliezer says, you got to choose. Either you do Kul Hashem or you do Kul Lacham. Okay? Each person gets to choose on their own. Right? And therefore, so you say, you could say Simchas Yontif is a Roshos. Because if you choose Lashem, then you don't have to do Simchas Yontif. Right? It's not absolutely necessary for a person to do Simchas Yontif. You could do Simchas Yontif, but you could also opt to do the Kul Hashem option. Might be mad. So if that's the case, then that's what he chooses.
Marson.
Okay, so that's Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Right, so you get to choose, and therefore, in a certain sense, Simchas Yontif is a Rishas. You don't have to choose that path. Okay. Rabbi Yehoshua says, nah, can't be. And rather, we said a question. Oops. Okay, so we said a difficulty with Rabbi Eliezer is twofold. Twofold, I guess. Right? First of all, whoever heard of a halacha, then you get to choose your choices. I mean, what's the mitzvah? It's a mitzvah, this is a mitzvah, that. Choices, though, each person gets to choose what he wants to do. Two totally different things, right? Totally different things, and each person chooses. I mean, what kind of thing is that? So, whoever heard of a mitzvah like that? Mitzvahs usually are strict. They don't give you options, right? Secondly, is the Torah says both. So if you do one, you're not doing the other. So the Torah doesn't say do one or the other. The Torah says do both. I mean, one plus this one, one plus the other. So if you do Lashem, so you're not doing Lacham. I mean, doesn't Torah say you should do Simcha? Right, so how do you just ignore that? Right, Simach to Chagecha. What about that? I mean, what do you go to the Torah to Lacham? It's not the Torah to Lacham. You're just doing Lashem. Right, so how do you, whichever way you go, you're kind of ignoring the other pasuk. I mean, I guess I'll just say, oh, well, the Torah meant you get to choose. So in a certain sense, that's not, you know, but the Torah meant that, it doesn't say that, it doesn't sound that way. And right, I mean, it comes down to what's this idea. Okay, so that's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua learns, no, you can't choose. Rather, you have to do both. You can't just drop one by the wayside, you have to do both. So how do you do both? So you split it. Chatzi chatzi. Okay, half the day you do Hashem, half the day you do Lacham. So we said, and in that case, Simchas Yontif is a chiyuv, you have to do it. You can have to do Simchas Yontif. We said, it's a funny, so two-fold problem on that. First of all, the Torah doesn't say half a day, it says atzeres tia lacham, which means the Yontif, right? It says, it's a funny way to compromise. It says two things. We don't know, split the day and I split the day. I mean, that's also not really fulfilling what the Torah says. The Torah doesn't say half the day. And anyway, also we said, is what kind of idea is half the day? I mean, the day is a day, it's all day. So how do you say half the day is Lashem and half the day is Lashem? Is there a unit called a half a day? It's not a unit. So it just sounds like a compromise. It's like, given that week we're stuck, so hey, why not? Let's just compromise. It doesn't really sound like a good intrinsic idea. I mean, what's the sense to this? And of course, the famous what's the machlokas question, you know. Additionally, another problem we notice in Tosfos is that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you got a choice, so Rabbi Eliezer holds you don't have to do Simcha really. Still, he advised his students after the shiur was over, after they basically were learning all day long, he says, hey, go out and have a Simcha and eat good food and drink a Sekadosh Yom Adonainu. So it's still somehow that he seems to encourage Simchas Yontif. Even though it may not be obligatory, it does seem like he encourages it. But I mean, it's hard to understand exactly what that is, because you're choosing the Kul Hashem option, so then why is he encouraging that? I mean, first of all, then it's not Kul Hashem, now you're doing a little bit of Lacham. And also, what's the point? I mean, that's not what you're doing. I mean, either you do, if you say your choices, now you're doing the other choice. So what are you trying to get both? I mean, That's the whole idea of that. Okay, so Marcus and Sammy are making a first step here. Is that Rabbi Eliezer's argument is that the halacha is that of Tzaras Yalasham, Tzaras Alachat, Lasham Alakacha, whatever, is that you're defining, characterizing, qualifying the day as a day of Lasham or a day of Lachat. That you're characterizing the day. That's the mitzvah. The day has to have a certain character. So you can't, the way you characterize the day is by the vast majority of your activity on that day being of a certain type. You're learning all day, you're partying all day, you need to characterize the day. But if you just do a little bit of each, I mean, then you're not really characterizing the day with either one. They have to have a character, and they're different. They're different characteristics. So the way you do it is through kulo. Doesn't mean you can't, if you're doing Lashem, doesn't mean you have to fast. Because the day, essentially, is a day of learning. Right? It's a day of whatever. A day of tefillah. So it doesn't mean you're... In Kippur, we call it a day of tefillah. It doesn't mean you're in tefillah every single second of the day. But the overwhelming majority of the activity is that that's the character of the day. That's what you're doing. Right? Day of a holiday, day of whatever, a party. It doesn't mean you don't work for a few minutes here and there, but there's an idea of the essential character of the day. But you can't have two definitions of a day. You can't characterize the day in two ways, I mean, then you're not characterizing it in either way. They're different. One's Lachem, one's Lasham. So that's a good argument, and that's his argument against Rabbi Yeshua's thing. But still, the question is, so what kind of thing is this, choices? What kind of thing is that you have characterized it in two different ways and you get to choose which way? Like, we're showing why he's against Chatzi Chatzi. It's an argument against Chatzi Chatzi. So then what's his solution, though, of having two choices? And has Yeshua, then has Yeshua an answer? Or does he tolerate saying he can do 50-50? Right? I mean, that seems we have two, but it's a good starting point. Right? It's a funny idea of Chatzi Chatzi if you're trying to find that. I mean, the Marsha point is good. It says Shnei Mekracha Darshu. They both learn out one pasuk. It's not really one pasuk. It's two pasukim. But it says Hashem and says Hashem. But I think it means they're both deriving it from the same source. Namely this contradiction in the pasukim. Says Hashem and says Hashem. They have two different solutions to that same contradiction in the pasukim. One solution is a split 50-50, and the other is choices. But it means as opposed to Machloksim, where he learns from this pasuk one idea and he learns from a different pasuk a different idea, and they each use the other guy's pasuk for a totally different thing. You know, that's the way Machloksim often work, is each Dorish different pasukim, and then choice which pasuk do you want to be Dorish. Saying, no, they're both really, means they're both dealing with the grappling with the same exact pasuk, the same exact issue. Here it happens to be two pasukim, but that's not, it's a saying, you know what I mean? It's saying when they're rooted in the same source. Same source material, just different source learning. You know what I mean? Let me ask you a question. Let's say I'd ask you, well, from the Torah, what's the character of the Antif? What do you say?
The character of the Antif?
Yeah, what's the characteristic? What character does the Antif have?
Simcha.
But from these psukim. Atzeres Yalacham, Atzeres Lashem Al-Kacha. Atzeres
Lashem Mitzvah?
Mitzvah? Just from the Pesachim. Is it Lachem or is it Lashem?
It's
both, right? Right? It's both. Isn't it clear? I mean, Torah is saying it's Tzersi Lashem. And it's Lashem Agatha. So it says both. I mean, both. Torah's not saying one or the other. So it's saying it says both. Right? True? So the question is... Right, I mean, that's the given, that's the pasuk. It says both of them. I mean, so apparently they're both true. Right? So the problem is, how's that fulfilled if I'm going to do one? If, like, Samaras is saying, is maybe the Torah is saying, is some people do one, some people do the other. Depends who you are, some people get to choose. So then, so how is the end of both? It's only one. In what way would you say that it's both? What does Lachem mean?
Who are you?
Who's you?
You guys.
You guys? Which guys?
B'nai Israel.
B'nai Israel? Okay.
I have one question.
So maybe it means like this. Maybe it's a din. It's a din in Klal Yisrael. Yontif is a din of the Klal. Right? Klal Yisrael is, so to speak, a Mekadesh the Yontif. And Klal Yisrael, the Tzibor, has to define the day as a double day. Today, which is Hashem, and today, which is Lachem. Okay? And how does the tzibur, right? In other words, like for instance, Klai Yisrael creates the Kedusha of Yom Tov. And how do they do it? Through some of the Klal doing Lachem, and some of the Klal doing Lashem. And thereby, the unit of Klai Yisrael gives the day both characteristics. See, any one guy has to do an entire day, because a half a day doesn't define the day. But each guy, some guys are doing it. Let's say the Talmid Chachamim are doing Lashem, they're sitting and learning all day, the Nerva Lazar Shir, whatever. There are other people who are doing Lashem, Lachem all day. And thereby, the Klal characterizes the Yom in a twofold manner. It's a day which has two themes. And those two themes in Klal Yisrael are expressed through the entire Klal, through the two classes within the Klal. So now the both characteristics of Yontif exist on its on a communal phenomenon. The Tzibor, Yontif is a phenomenon of the Tzibor. So the day is characterized by the Tzibor. But each individual guy is really only doing one of them. But they contribute double, you know, together to qualifying the day for the Tzibor. That's why Kubi Eliezer was ripping on those guys. You know, these are the guys who are the drunkards, or these are the Dali Taifa, these are the this. And so to speak, you draw the lines of who you are based upon how you do your Yom Tov. I mean, there's always going to be in the Klal Yisrael two groups of people. There's always going to be there's the masses and there's the Chachamim. So presumably the split is going to be based upon the Chachamim and there's two different ideas. Look, you're right, if there would be no one would do anything, no one would do, everyone would do one thing, then I guess it would be lacking. But no, that doesn't happen. There's always going to be Talmid Chacham. I mean, certainly not going to have everyone learn all day. That's certainly not going to happen, right? And presumably, there's always going to be Talmid Chacham. So there's always going to be people who are in that system who are always going to do that. So, I mean, Torah left it open to an individual to go with whichever one he wants. But it's not like it's one or the other. It's they're both characteristics of the Yom, and you could participate in whichever one you want to. But it depends on your level. If you're a guy, if you're a kegger, then you're going to be doing the party guy. If you're this, you know. And that's the thing. If you're a guy who's in the middle, you're not doing either one. So you're basically, that's why he's really the Bala Meira guys. That's what he's saying. So those are the guys who are doing nothing. What are you doing? You're not doing this, you're not doing that. These other guys, at least if you leave early enough, you can give the day a character essentially of some fun. You want to share a little bit? Okay, fine. But I mean, if you're there, if you're really in the share till almost the end of the thing, and then you whatever, so it's like you're not really giving it, you're not doing either one. It's a good question. Why don't you say that it's Lashem because they're there in the Shir for most for a long time? Let's leave that question alone. But I'm saying the quality exists in the Tzibor through the individuals go, you know, the individuals doing both. Some individuals in one and some individuals in the other. Very good. So Adam's saying good. So it seems like Rabbi Yeshua doesn't go for this. He doesn't like this idea that it's defined by the tzibor gives it two characteristics. Rather, he seems to hold that each yachid has to be involved in both characteristics. Right? He doesn't like that idea that the two characteristics exist vis-a-vis the tzibor, but every individual is just involved in one. He includes every individual in both. The problem is, how does he can answer Blazer's complaint? Which is that how do you define the day? How do you characterize a day based upon half? It's like you're not defining it as either. So that's why Rabbi Lezer said it. Basically, Rabbi Lezer's argument was, look, I understand it would be nice if every individual could do it, but you're trying to give the day a character, and the day is a whole day, and you want to give a character, you have to give it the overwhelming quality of the day. But once you go split it, and you're not doing anything. So it would be nice if everyone could do both, but it's not possible. And if you do both, you do none. So therefore, the only way the Torah said it possibly could have done it is by splitting it up into two groups. So how's Rabbi Yeshua going to get around that problem? And Max says, good. It turns out, according to Rabbi Lozer, it's really a chov on the tzibor. It's an obligation on the tzibor to define the day in both ways. It's not really an obligation on the individual. Individual as a component of the tzibor. But it's really a chov on the tzibor. Which makes sense. It's because like, Yom Tov exists through Klal Yisrael. I guess I think there's a Rambam or someone says if you wouldn't have a Klal Yisrael keeping Yom Tov, there'd be no such thing as Yom Tov. Yom Tov comes about. Shabbos, I suppose it's Shabbos. Shabbos is like in Shem Mekudosh Velmeir from Shesh Mei Bereshis. It's part of the Bria, part of creation. But Yom Tov is created by Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is do it, does it. So it's done. It's not. So it's not like a maze good. It's not like, oh, I want to like tayag mitzvah. So I mean, it's Hashem. It's part of the character of Yontif, and the Yontif is created through Klal Yisrael and Techovah and Klal Yisrael to render to create the Yom. And that's the Yom. It's just Hashem Alakacha. That's just the Alacham. It shall be. That's it shall be an aseres for Hashem, or should it's a statement of a fact. Shall be. How is it that way? Through Klal Yisrael. So each individual does his part. But it's not a chovah on each individual per se. It's on a chovah on the individual as a component of the klal. Right. But back to Rabbi Yeshua. How do you define the day as having two opposite characteristics? I forgot about it. Within Rabbi Eliezer, it's very good now. Why you see that it does? He says that even if you're doing the kul Hashem idea, so then it's a mitzvah or it's a nice idea to have a meal and to do some yantif. Because since you're part of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael really gives the both characteristics to the day, but some people define the day in one way, some people define the day in the other way, but they both exist vis-a-vis you. It's just like, if you're, let's say, the Latamei the Chamim, so you're defining the day as Lashem, and the way the day gets Lashem is through you. But you know that you're part of a klal, and there's the rest of the klal is defining it as a day of Lacham, and as a day of Simcha. So now, insofar as you finish your shiur, you've learned 90% of the day, now you're done. Now you're going to go home and just eat some potatoes, or you're going to go home and have a good meal. So it is a day of Lacham, because you're part of the klal, and the rest of the klal is defining it in that way. So therefore, your meal should be in line with that. It's just sure you're not chayiv to do it, because your essential chayiv is to characterize the day in A or B. But though there's a reality to the nature of the day, and therefore, insofar as you're eating on this day, so what you're saying is go out and go home and eat good drinks and all that stuff, because it's almost yantav. So it's not under the primary chiyuv, the primary obligation doesn't exist. You only have to do one. But it is the character of the day, and it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum in the day, if you do that. And as it says, ki kadashim ladanainu. It says, go home and eat good drinks, eat good food. He's not going to stop his shiur in order to whatever, but when shiur's over. So now it's not an ordinary day. It isn't an ordinary day. He's not denying the fact that the day is a day of simcha. It's just that this group is not the group who's creating that character. But it doesn't mean that it's not a reality, and it doesn't mean it's not a good idea for them to do it. It's acting in line with the character of the day. And within Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't mean you have to do 100% of the day. It's the character, the essential character of the day. So if you're learning 90% of the day, you've characterized the day as a day of Lashem. Now the extra 10 minutes, now it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't affect the character of the day. So therefore, it might as well, there is a reality of Simcha, and therefore I should have recognize it and act in line with it. So it doesn't take away, because it's so minimal, it doesn't in quantity, it doesn't impinge upon the nature of the way you've qualified the day. Like, for instance, the day of Simcha. So why are we daven? What about davening? Does it mean, or if you do lachem, does it mean you're not allowed to learn? You're not allowed for a minute, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to... Well, no, it means there's essential character of the day, so you do whatever, little stuff. Doesn't take away. Doesn't take away. That's like, I don't know if we want to draw on this yet, but that's like what I think I heard the name of Rabbi, that if you do chatzi, it doesn't mean like you can't eat for a few minutes. It doesn't mean you can't. It means this, yes, on the dot, it means the character of the first half of the day, character of the second half of the day. It doesn't mean that the dot. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, but back to Rabbi Shaw. So perhaps the idea is like this, that there's two ways of looking at this thing. One way to say is that you have to characterize Yontif as X or Y. You have to define Yontif as Lacham, as Lashem. That's one way to look at the Kedushas Hayom. Okay? So if that's the case, you have to define the day. You can't define the day based on half the day. Define the day based on the whole day. Another way to look at it is the day is Lasham, or is Lacham, or is both. But you must act in line with the definition. You're not creating the character. God created the character. But you have to act in line with it. You have to express that reality which exists. So the day has two characteristics, and you have to express both of those characteristics. So how do you express both of them? So you split the day. And you express one of them in the first half of the day, and the other one in the second half of the day. See, but that's good if the day already has the two characteristics and you have to express them. So you'll say you can express it by taking a significant change chunk of time and saying this half I'm going to relegate to that Rosh Hashanah. And it's an expression of the concept of Rosh Hashanah. And I take another half of the day, which is a good chunk of time, and I express the concept of Lacha. But if the day, the character exists, and I have to act in line with it. But if I am defining the day, if the day is, so to speak, a regular day, and I have to define it as a certain type of a day, so now you can't, since the day is a one unit, you can't define the day based on what's the definite, well, how am I defining the day? Now it's just basically a mix-up. I can't understand to define it as something. I have to have, I have to relate to the day as a whole. But if the day already exists, and I have to just, the existence of the day is mechayev me to express it, so an expression could be on a part of it. Because the day is mechayev me to express it, so as long as I'll take half of it, express this, half of it, express that. But to create the character of the day, since it's one day, I have to grab the whole day. Otherwise, if I only do for half, so then I'm not creating defining the day. I'm just defining half of the day. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to define the whole day. But again, if the day is already defined, the whole day is defined. And I simply have to express it. So I choose to express it on half of it. And I choose to express the other one on the other half of it. But the reality of the thing is in the whole day. Just that's I'm expressing each one in its proper time. See, it has to be that I choose, like, it could be half and half. It can't just be men here, because then it's not expressing anything. You're not expressing any idea. You know, that's just a regular day. It's a mishmash of ideas. But the fact that you have a day where you devote and you split, and you take half and you express this, and half you express that, so thereby you're expressing, you're exhibiting both characteristics of the day. You're acting them both out. The essential difference I'm saying is Kali Yisrael creating the character of the day, then you have to do it both through the whole. Can't split it, or the character that exists, and you're acting in line with it. Is that if you same as so what do you need to do with half a day? Why not just learn a little bit? So I'd say it's like, look, every day you learn, and every day you eat, and it's not an action. It's a quality in the day. The day has these characteristics. And in order to express a quality of the day, I have to take a significant component of the day and divvy that off for this expression. Like if otherwise it doesn't express, like it's like, I think that's what based on what Morris is saying, is that there's an actual idea that the day is a split, and the half of the day and half of the day, that's a concept, there's like midday. And in order to really express a characteristic of a day, as opposed to just doing an isolated action, so if I sit down and learn, every time I learn, we're giving shiur, you wouldn't say I'm characterizing the day as the day where we're doing the sugya of Chatzi L'Sham. It's an action of doing that sugya. We're sitting down for an hour and doing the thing. It's not an expression of the character of the day. In order for something to be expressing the nature of the day, it has to relate to a significant component of the day. So by taking half of the day, and you say half of the day is allotted to this, half of the day is allotted to that, so thereby you're saying is the day has two properties, two characteristics. But otherwise, it's just an action which happens to exist on that day. It's not an expression of the character of the day. What I'm not saying is a day can't have two properties. Like a day could be an anniversary and a birthday or something or whatever. There's nothing wrong with saying is that the idea of Yontif contains two concepts, the Kandel Lacham and Lasham. So it's two themes in the Yom, so we could express both of those themes, express them both by allotting each one its own its time. But that's fine. The problem is if I'm creating the day, so if I'm defining the day, the way I define a day is by grabbing hold of the entire day and doing so-and-so an activity during that entire day and thereby giving it the property. That's how I define the thing. If I do half of it, I'm not defining the thing. I'm just doing it for half the day. So to define the entity, I have to relate to the entire entity as a whole. Now, I can't relate to the entire entity as a whole in two different ways. But if the day already exists in those both ways, because the Torah gave it, it has those characters, and I just have to express them, so then I could allot a portion of time to each one, and thereby I'm expressing both of them. The idea that we're Mekadosh Yontif, I know I was throwing that out, but I mean, like, Mekadosh Yontif essentially takes us to Kiddush HaChodesh. Kali Yisrael is Mekadosh Yontif through the Kvazdin being setting up the calendar or seeing the moon and defining the, you know. But that's definitely the essential, the Kedushas Hayom itself is definitely set up by Klal Yisrael. But the question is now that the Hikdash Yom exists through Klal Yisrael, what about these characteristics of Hashem and Lacham? Is that also part of, created through Klal Yisrael? Or you say, no, once the Yom exists, those are properties of the day. The day exists through us setting up a calendar. Now Yontif exists. Now that's the character of the Yontif. Now I have to act in line with it. It's the question is like the idea of Klal Yisrael and Kaddish Yom extend to this also, that Klal Yisrael is creating these characteristics? Or you say these characteristics, given that we created Yontif, that's what Yontif is. Now you have to act in line with that, but you're not creating it. If you're acting in line with it also, now each individual can act in line with both of them. But if you're creating them, then you can't possibly have each individual doing it. You have to say it's a Zibor creating them. According to Balazs, you're creating the Kiddush Yom through the Kiddush HaKodesh, but this is another facet of the Kiddush Yom, which you're creating through the Niyogokal. So everybody, what are you doing? I mean, the Kiddush Yom is like a day which is designated as a malacha, but then there's the characteristic of Acham and Hashem are part of what you're defining. Whereas opposed to according to Balazs or Yeshua, that's already in the day. You're just, the Kali Yisrael just creates the Kiddush Yom of the, you know, through the Kiddush HaKodesh. But then you just expressing that.
Yeah, that's, Kishukar creates both of those.
Yeah, it creates Yontif, and that's what Yontif is.
Creates Yontif, which is.
That's implicit, and those implicit properties in Yontif. You don't need to create them, they're already there. That's just what Yontif is. You know, Rabbi Yeshua and others are saying that's part of what Yehovah Kali Yisrael is creating.
And Rabbi Yeshua is saying that they're being Makadic.
They are actually giving it that, those characteristics. Exactly. That's what it says. I just learned for a few minutes here, changing around all day. Every day you do that. It doesn't express a characteristic. You know, the way you express the fact that the day has two themes has to be some system which is going to do it. So the Torah, the Surah Bilazar says, or Rishu system is Chatzil Hacham, Chatzil Hashem. That's what the, I think that's Kachi Hadas. That's what Ram says. This is the print. This is the rules. This is the law. This is how it's set up. It has to be a system. It has to be systematized to express it. And the fact that Klal Yisrael, everybody's doing the first half of this, first half of that, says, oh, there's two power properties of the day. Otherwise, it's just like, yeah, like every day. So what do we do? You know, it doesn't have any, there's nothing on it, then it's just like any day. So you learn a little bit. I mean, that's just basically what people do. I mean, is there any difference between today and any other day? You learn a little bit, you eat a little bit, you whatever, you add up the minutes in the day. It doesn't really characterize it. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting if someone could find someone else talking about it. I mean, the Rambam spells out that it literally means this is the way it goes. First half, second half. And it's a good svara. I mean, it would be interesting if someone finds me a source who says that you can do it some other method. I mean, I don't know of any source like that, but maybe there is. It does say, Chalkeihu, Chatzil Chem Chatzil Hashem. Right, that's what it is in the Lashon? Chalkeihu, split it, Chatzil Chem Chatzil Hashem. It's hard to say. That doesn't really mean if I learn a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. It's not chalkeihu. Chalkeihu means split the day. Half of it for this, half of it for that. Otherwise, I'm not splitting the day. I'm just basically taking the day as a whole day. And I'm just individually doing a little of this, a little of this, a little of this, a little of that. I'm just doing a bunch of actions. That's not really splitting the day. The simple shot of splitting the day means I'm splitting the day. Right? That's what it sounds like. So. But what I think we should do next is there's a parallel Gemara on this. I guess we could think about if we had any hanging questions on Rabbi Elazar's story and all that. But there's Gemara Pesachim, which brings this sugya up again also. And it goes into it. So it's like everyone agrees, like on Shavuos, you have to do Lacham. Even Rabbi Elazar. I mean, there's things like that. I mean, you click the Gemara, there's Pesachim Samachas. Samachas and Mepes. It's quoted here. You can't miss it. It's on the side, they quote it. So I think we should try to do that next week. Okay, it'll probably take a few days worth.